Hello and welcome to episode 225 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our series on the eight limbs of yoga, and today we are working on the niyams. And we have arrived in Victoria, BC, the beautiful picturesque Victoria, BC. And we are in Beacon Hill Park, just one block from our new apartment in Cook Street Village. And the ocean is just directly behind Beacon Hill Park, and we're very close to downtown Victoria too, and we are just really happy to be here. So thank you so much for your patience with us. I know we haven't put out an episode in 2 weeks, but in that time, we did travel 5,000 kilometers across North America and found a place to live and set ourselves up. So thank you so much for your patience. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. I'm wearing a bamboo flying heart cami. Yes, bra cami. Has a little shelf bra in it. It's fantastic. And it's 20 degrees plus here today. So nice. I'm warm finally. Yay. And I'm wearing charcoal leggings. And also thanks to Dusky Leaf for my yoga mat and my straps and my blocks. And today you're going to need, if you have a bolster, you're going to need a bolster, and I think that's your only prop. We'll see as we go along. And I use my really big yoga mat bag to bring everything here today. And also I just want to say that you can even fit a tripod in that bag as well as all your props, so that's pretty awesome. All right, go ahead and rest back and we'll get started today. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable, lying on your back. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. Let yourself settle in here now to receive the teachings of yoga as they will relate to our asana today. So I'm going to begin with a quote from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras today, from chapter 2, verse 28. By the practice of the limbs of yoga, the impurities dwindle away, and there dawns the light of wisdom, leading to discriminative discernment. The practice of the eight limbs of yoga will not bring you anything new. They will simply remove what is unnecessary, and as the impurities dwindle, the wisdom that already resides within you will emerge. So the second limb of the eight limbs of yoga are the niyam. They are purity, shauch, contentment, santosh, discipline, tapas, self-study, svadhyaya, and surrender to God, ish, var, pranidhan. So these restraints are important for people who are on the yogic path. Last week we spoke, or a couple of weeks ago now, we spoke of yoga taking place on more than just a physical level. And this is definitely true for the second limb of yoga, the niyam, as well. Shauch, or purity, refers to purifying what we allow into our bodies, minds, emotions, energy, spirits, as well as cleaning up any toxins that may already be present. Shauch refers to both internal and external cleanliness in our lives. So we can use our yoga practice to clear our bodies of toxic food from our digestive system and organs. And then in order to maintain a toxic-free body, it's up to us to make sure we take in only the purest, cleanest foods that are easy for our bodies to digest and assimilate. So it's not just physically, but also mentally. Mental toxins rob us of energy, and anything that goes against the yams, ahimsa, loving kindness, satya, truthfulness, asate, non-stealing, brahmacharya, the non-productive use of energy, aparigraha, non-hoarding, can unsettle our minds, our emotions, and spirits. So through practicing mindfulness, awareness, meditation, and prayer, we can clear these mental toxins and find peace and mental serenity. The second niyam is santosh, or contentment. There is no contentment when we are caught up in the regret of our past or worried about our future. Contentment also eludes us when we are distracted by acquiring or achieving the next thing. So contentment only exists in the present moment. When our thoughts and actions are rooted in the present moment, we can experience contentment. Santosh means we accept what life brings us. So acceptance is a big part of santosh. The third niyam is tapas and refers to discipline or the intense commitment that is required on the yogic path. Tapas doesn't mean that something is difficult, and this is what it often gets translated as in a yoga class, but more that you have the perseverance and acceptance to see through yourself through the challenging times. It might be easier to say yes to a glass of wine at the end of the day to relax, for example, rather than to go to your yoga mat. So it takes a certain amount of discipline or tapas to have a glass of water and roll out your yoga mat rather than to pour yourself a glass of wine. So the fourth niyam, svadhyaya, is study of the self. It is important to find a yoga teacher that can help you understand the teachings of yoga in a way that you can relate to and understand, and helps you to relate to your day-to-day life. At the same time, it's also necessary to practice the previous niyam, tapas, and to be honest about your journey to self-discovery, realizing that sometimes it might be uncomfortable and that you should not simply dismiss the teachings because of personal discomfort. Reverend Carrera Jagannath, author of Inside the Yoga Sutras, suggests that we should weigh our doubts against the evidence of thousands of yogis who have transformed their lives following the teachings of yoga. Repetition of a mantra can be one of the most powerful ways to steady your mind and turn towards self-discovery. Ishvar Pranidhan, the fifth niyam, means surrendering to God. It translates specifically as surrendering to the fruits of our actions to God. So when we release our fears and hopes for the future, we can be fully present in the moment. Yoga is not going to bring you something that is lacking. Through the practice of the niyam, you are simply removing obstacles that prevent your present reality experience of samadhi, union with the divine. Again, alignment is the important overarching theme here when we're looking at the niyam. When we practice svadhyaya, the study of ourself, we have awareness to know what is for our greatest and highest good, physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. We can practice shauch, cleanliness, by listening to our bodies and eliminating physical, mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual toxins from our lives so that we may experience santosh. And this takes tapas, or discipline. Through tapas, or discipline, we will experience the most amazing grace, an uncovering of the truth of our reality, samadhi. Finally, when we treat our bodies, minds, and spirits like the temples that they are, we will have no trouble surrendering our actions to the divine. Through all of this, we will experience the most beautiful alignment and balance. So go ahead and reflect on all of this and begin to form your intention for today's practice. How does all of this relate to your life right now and what it is that you're trying to create in your life? And how could this yoga practice best serve you right now for what it is you are trying to manifest in your life right now. And begin to form an intention for what you would like to receive from your practice today. And one of the things that you can think about, even when you are coming to your yoga mat, and you might even want to press pause on the video too, is to extend your practice of sauch, cleanliness, to your space in your home by clearing your space both physically and energetically before you practice. So this means clearing your space of clutter, and I notice I even do it when I roll out my mat in a park. I just clear the little space around me of twigs. So that's decluttering a little bit here. And another thing you can do if you're practicing inside, it's really not necessary outside if you're in a beautiful space like this, because the trees do it for you outside. But if you're inside, you can use sage or incense to clear the space energetically. And this will just help to cleanse and purify your space of any negative energy that's in there, that's been trapped in there, and just open up the windows and really clear the space. So that's one of the ways that you can practice sauch, just by coming to your mat. Also, if you practice first thing in the morning or any time you practice, it's a good practice just to wash your face and wash your hands before you come to your yoga mat, so that you're cleansing yourself. Or if you have time to shower before you come to your mat too, just a quick cleanse. It's a great thing to do, just to be clean and clear before you come to your mat. Okay, we're going to begin with a hero's pose variation today. I'm going to show you some options for this. So you can go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. If you have a bolster, this is what you're going to use the bolster for. We rode our bikes here today. The bolster did not make it. I'm not that good on my bike yet. I'm getting there. So imagine this is my bolster. You're going to lay your bolster down horizontally, and it's going to go right in the middle of your back. And I'm going to give you some options for this, because people with knee issues, this is maybe not going to be the best. You're going to use a strap to bind as well. So you're going to take your strap. And you're going to bind your legs so they don't open up too much. So you're going to put them around your legs. You're going to see about sitting down in between your legs here. Okay, and if this is too much for you, then you're going to bind them so that your knees don't splay out. If that's too much for you, you can do one leg and have the other knee straight up with your foot flat on the floor. Or you could just do your legs straight out in front of you too. That would be fine. And then you're going to rest back. You could also make your blocks higher here too. Rest back over them like this. And then you're going to have your arms overhead like this. So I think we're going to go a little lower. It's really going to be better with a bolster. Let me modify this even more. So I'm going to try it like this and this. And put my head on this. There we go. And my arm is behind like this. So the intention behind this, because this is pretty big to begin, hello after 2 weeks, was to get into your shoulder joints, your ankles, your hips, and your knee joints. Thank you. And then you can release your arms in to come up. You're going to come straight forward. And then we're going to come back onto your backs. So you can put your strap out to the side, but you are going to need it again, actually. And you can put your bolster or your blocks off to the side. What kind of bird is that? Okay. And then lie down on your backs and put your arms and legs into the air. And you're just going to gently circle your feet and your hands, ankles and wrists. Okay. What is it? Herons? Baby herons? Oh, is that the mother flying over? Yeah, okay. Okay, now you're gonna lie on your... They sound so funny. You're gonna lie on your side. We're gonna do couch pose. So it doesn't matter what side because we're gonna do both sides. And hook up your strap on your foot. Try and put it on the ball of your foot and draw your leg in. Getting right into your hip joint. And then you can release this side down and we'll go ahead and go over to the other side. And then, so lie on your side first and then hook up your foot and draw your leg up. You may not need your strap, you could maybe just hook up your toe. And then you can go ahead and release this leg down and put your mic, I'm going to tell you to put your mic pack off the side. You guys are probably okay with your mic packs. Put your straps off to the side and then we're going to come onto all fours. And from all fours, you can slide your right knee forward towards your right wrist, bring your left leg all the way back. And fold forward into pigeon, Ik Pad Raj Kopatasana. Get right into those hip joints. Clear out any of those mental and emotional toxins in your second chakra. Thank you. And then come on back to all fours. And slide your left knee forward to your left wrist. Bring your left heel over to your right hip bone. And slide your right leg back and long. And then fold forward over your bent left knee now to get into your left hip bone. And just cleaning out those emotional toxins from your second chakra. And then come on back up, and we're going to come up to kneeling. And I'm going to give you a few options here too. So we're going to do lion's pose to clear your throat chakra, to cleanse your throat chakra, so that you can speak your truth from your heart. And we're going to also stretch your toes while you're doing this. So an option for this is to sit on a block. Okay, so to do it that way. You could also do it sitting in a chair. Here's what you're going to do with your toes. You're going to tuck them under. Make sure you get the baby toe as well. And you're going to sit like that to do lion's pose today, so you get a good toe stretch with that. So that's really nice. And then for lion's pose, you're going to spread your lion's paws really wide. And you're going to inhale here. Exhale, stick your tongue down to your chin and your eyes up to your third eye. We'll do that a couple more times. And one more. Okay, great. And then you're going to sit back down onto your heels, so uncurl your toes. And that breath is also, lion's breath is also really good for bad breath. So if you, I just learned that this week. I got a book called 1001 Yoga Gems or something like that, but I put it in the show notes so you can check that out. Go to melissawest.com and it's in the show notes for this week. And it's a really great little book. And that's what was in the book for Lion's Breath. I loved it. So yeah, so great for bad breath. So we're going to stretch out the fronts of your ankles now. So you're going to lift your one knee, doesn't matter what knee. And then lift your other knee. That cleanses your tongue too and prevents bad breath. It's good, we want to prevent bad breath. Okay, and then from here you're going to come into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Stretch out your spine first, lengthen through your spine, and then stretch out the backs of your legs. And then from Adho Mukha Svanasana, you're going to make your way up to standing. Look forward to your hands, walk your feet into your hands. And then make your way all the way up to standing. Okay, so from standing, we're going to practice two balancing postures. And the idea is that we'll balance all the aspects of the niyama so that we come into alignment in our lives. All right, so we're going to practice tree pose first, Vrikshasana. So stand on your right leg, turn your left toes out, and you can keep your toes on the ground. Or you can pick your toes up off the ground, keep your toes either below your knee or above your knee. And the higher you move your leg up, the more of a balance challenge it is. Draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel back to your spine for core support. Mula Bandh, Uddiyana Bandh. Hands to your heart center. You can leave them here. That's an easier balance challenge. Focus on something that's not moving. And then you can either keep your hands at your heart or take your hands all the way overhead. And we're outside, yay! So we can take our hands up all the way overhead. So balancing all the niyam to come into alignment. Alignment between your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic bodies. And you can go ahead and release this from your body, and we'll practice this on the other side. So stand on your left foot, turn your right toes out. You either keep your toes on the ground or pick your foot up and place it below your knee or above your knee. Draw up to your pelvic floor, draw your navel to your spine. Bring your hands to your heart center, focus on something that's not moving. Take your hands overhead. Hopefully you can draw inspiration from the beautiful trees all around us here. I don't know if the trees are actually in, yeah, so you can see the tree right to my right, your left. And go ahead and let this pose out of your body. Maybe just shake it out a little bit. And we'll do another balancing pose, Garuda. We just did the Garuda Mudra to arrive here in Victoria. So you can check out that Mudra series too on my website at melissawest.com. That was really fun. We did Mudras on the move to move all the way across North America. So you're going to bend your right knee slightly, cross your left leg over, and you can either keep your toes on the ground or cross it and put it on the outside of your right leg, or even hook it all the way around, and then bring your right arm up and hook your left arm underneath. So coming to that place of balance between your physical, emotional, mental, energetic, spiritual bodies by practicing the niyam. And then release this from your body. And Tim was saying it has been really nice to see the bald eagles on the West Coast. You don't see those on the East Coast. Okay, so then stand on your left foot now, and you're going to bend your left knee. Okay, so you're bending your knee, and then you're going to cross your right leg over. And you can keep your toes on the ground, or you can put it to the outside of your left leg, or you can hook it, and then bring your left arm up and hook your right arm underneath. Eagle's pose, Garudasana. And then go ahead and let that posture out of your body. And we're going to come down and do puppy pose. So how about we come to that through downward facing dog. So stand at the front of your mat. Inhale, reach up. We are being serenaded by a banjo now, which you probably can't hear. It's kind of nice. Bend your knees, flex through your hips. Fold forward, drop the crown of your head. And then walk your feet back. I changed my mind. I'm gonna make you do plank for your core. And then you can either lower your knees to the ground or stay in full plank, lower all the way down. And then you're gonna just actually push right back up. We're gonna do, for our back bend today, we're gonna do puppy pose. So come towards the back of your mat, keep your legs at a 90 degree angle perpendicular to the ground. You're going to reach your sit bones up into the air, rest your forehead on the ground, and then hold on to your elbows, just kind of like we did at the beginning. Open your chest to the ground. And then come forward to come out of this. And for the counter pose, draw your knees up and we'll do child's pose with your hands by your feet. And then roll up to seated, and we're going to do a twist. So lengthen out long through your left leg, find the center of your heel on the ground, place your right foot on the ground, wrap your left arm around your right leg, and then turn towards it. And then come back to the center and lengthen out long through your right leg. Bend your left leg in, press your left foot into the ground, lengthen up tall. This time you're going to wrap your right arm around your left leg, turn towards it. And then come back to the center and place both legs straight out. You're going to bend your right leg in again. And for a forward fold today, we're going to do kind of a variation on the Marichyasana twist. So you're going to inhale, take your right arm all the way up, reach to the inside of your, that would be the outside of your right leg. And you might be able to reach to the outside of your right leg. I can't today. If you can't, you're just going to, the outside of your right foot. You're just going to reach the outside of your right leg. Well, we've motivated Tim to do some stretching behind the camera. So I have to tell you, where we live now, we can bike everywhere. So we bike to, you probably saw my bike in some of the shots. So we bike to do our filming now. And then we live in an apartment, and there's no elevator in this apartment. So we walk upstairs to our apartment all the time. So our gluteus be tidyus. Be prepared for pigeon in every class now. And then let's switch our legs. So you take your right leg out and your left leg in. And inhale, reach up. Exhale, and take your left hand to the outside of your right leg. And you can use your right hand behind you just for a little bit of leverage too. And then slowly come up to seated, and to balance the left and right sides of our body, as well as to cleanse our mind and our body, we're going to finish with alternate nostril breathing before we do Shavasana. So take your left hand and bring your thumb and index finger in it together in the Gyan Mudra. Sorry, I just need a little bit of water first. And then take your right hand and extend your first two fingers and place them in the center of your forehead on your third eye. And then just close the, at the very, just beneath the bridge of your nose, underneath the cartilage there, close your right nostril, breathe in through your left nostril. And then close your left nostril with your ring finger and breathe out through your right nostril. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. Breathe in left. Close left, breathe out right. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. Talk you through it one more time, then we can all do it on our own breath rhythm. Breathe in left. Close left, breathe out right. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. Keep going on your own. So the next time you breathe out through your left nostril, just take your hands down to your knees and feel the effects of that balancing and cleansing breath practice. And then you can either finish your practice seated or you can go ahead and rest back for Shavasana. And we have a quote to finish today. Live each day in alignment with your soul. Live each day in alignment with your soul. So rest back in Shavasana for as long as you can, and I will see you next week for episode 226. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.